kadang saya merasa di antara dua dunia.
A woman speaks in Indonesian.
So what you said was ewa.
Another woman responds back to her by repeating only the vowels of what the previous woman said.
Should I do in Dutch then?
That's nice. A little bit loud.
Okay. Ik vind het leuk om in het publiek te spreken, maar ik vind het eng om de opnames daarvan terug te luisteren.
This process continues to more people that are gathered together in a circle at Les Zal.
Io, lui, io, lui.
Ah, we.
Wait, what was I gonna say?
You said something before.
About talking, yeah, but I was, you know, I have to make one sentence.
Yeah.
Okay, for me it's really hard to be really concrete in one sentence because I have so many thoughts and I want to learn to make them concrete.
So A A E A, eat eat.
A woman once told me. That when she was a child, she would speak to her mother in Dutch. And her mother would reply back to her in Surinamese.
Nice. So it goes to everyone now. You have to say sentence.
Well, I didn't think about sentence yet. So just any. Was it related to a certain topic?
To this, with wherever you said.
Let me speak loudly to you so you can hear what I am saying.
Their communication would go on like that. The child was like a channel, like also her mother. The one would refuse to talk in one common language to the other. But this process of translation happening inside their head is mediating and filtrating their speech through each other's bodies. In ancient medical and anatomical theory, women have two mouths, the upper and the lower, connected through neck. The lips of both these mouths guarded a hollow cavity, and they had to remain closed. Having two mouths that speak simultaneously is confusing and embarrassing, and this creates cacophony. In the end of this process, this group of people sang together all the vowels they had transcribed.
Ay, ay.
with a small delay of synchronization, they try to sing at the same time. In ancient Greece, there was a high-pitched utterance of women called ololiga. Which was a ritual practice dedicated to important events in life, such as like the birth of a child or the death of a person. And this was considered a pollution for civic space. If expressed in public, they would create chaos and provoke madness. Listen, Angela Davis speaking Occupy Wall Street. People act like a human microphone. They repeat all together what Angela Davis says in order she could be heard more far away in the square, in order to amplify her voice, because amplification devices were not permitted.
Your collective labor.
Your refusal to assent.
Or similar example with Judith Butler at Occupy Wall Street. But this process of translation happening inside their head is mediating and filtrating their speech through its others' bodies.
We say no to corporate
capitalism.
Vowels act like sounds of our body. Vowels are like activating the speakers of our bodies, vibrating them. We can be heard and we can be louder with vowels. Vowels create a space between us. With vowels, we occupy space. We become louder. We become bigger. Vowels come from inside of our bodies, vibrating our inner organs. Vowels give the sound to our language. Vowels sound like a common space between our languages.